I want to talk about Southern segregation versus Northern segregation, my personal experience. Let me explain what I mean. I was born and raised in Chicago. My mother was born and raised in a southern town in Kentucky. When we were children, my brothers, my two younger brothers and I, we were often sent during the summers down to my mother's hometown to stay with our grandparents, her mother and father. But one year, our house burned here in Chicago, and so my mother was forced to send all three of us down there to stay with our grandparents for what basically was a whole year. Now, my mother was a teacher. Her mother, my grandmother, was also a teacher. There was only one school in the town where she's from for black kids. In fact, it was called Ralph Bunch. So guess what? The year we had to go down there and it was during the school year, I just happened to be in the same grade my grandmother taught. You would think that might be cool, but it wasn't. Because, of course, my grandmother made me do extra work all the time so that the other children didn't think she was playing favorites because I was her grandson. I think it was fifth grade. Now, every year in this little town, all the kids in the elementary schools got to go downtown to the show during the school day. And apparently, this was the show where black people didn't get to go. And so just this one day a year, all the school kids got to go. And the price of admission was kind of cute. You had to bring a can of lard, like a pound or I guess a pound or 2 pound can of lard. That was the price. And it went to the kitchen for the school's kitchen. Because that's what they use to fry up stuff all year round. So dutifully, you know, me and my two brothers, we took our cans of lard to school that day. The buses came, and we all piled into the buses, the school buses, to go downtown to the show. So we get down there, and they drive around to the back, and we went up the back stairs to the balcony. And everything was cool, you know, we were getting settled in. And I was sitting near the front of the balcony. I looked down, and there was a lot of empty seats downstairs. So I said, ooh, I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to get closer to the screen. So I go downstairs. I kind of noticed there was a lot of white kids down there, but it didn't faze me any. I went on down to an area closer to the screen with lots of empty seats. Got me a good seat. I'm ready. I'm ready for the movie now. I did notice that some of the kids got up and moved away from me. But like I say, it didn't faze me any. And then after a few minutes, I looked up and there was a police officer there. And he says to me something like, what you doing down here, boy? I must have just said, I'm here to watch the movie. He said, I think you better come with me. I just remember he grabbed me by the arm and took me out to the lobby. And out in the lobby was my grandmother and a couple of other teachers. So he took me over to them and talked to them for a minute or two, and then he let me go in, you know, to them. However, teachers went back upstairs and brought all the kids down, and we got on the buses. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. We didn't get to see the movie. And other kids, they were just looking at me like they were mad because they was acting like I did something. And I'm saying, what did I do? I didn't do nothing. So it was really kind of silent. That's what I kind of remember going back to school on the bus was really kind of silent. I remember the kids wouldn't talk to me and it was just weird. We get back to school and everybody got to go home early because, you know, that was movie day, right? So I asked my grandmother on the way home, I said, well, what happened? Well, did I do something? She said, well, you had to talk to your grandfather when he gets home. So we get home, and then when my grandfather got home, apparently he knew already what had happened. So I asked him, I said, Granddaddy, what happened? What did I do? And he said, you went and sat downstairs, right? I said, yeah. He said, why'd you do that? He said, there was lots of empty seats down there. He said, but didn't you see all the white people down there? I said, well, yeah, I saw some white kids down there, but you know what? What about it? He said, you didn't notice that all the black people sat upstairs? I said, well, that's where we went when we first got there. He said, you can't sit downstairs. The black people have to sit upstairs. Just the white people can sit downstairs. And I was like, what? For real? He said, yeah. He said, isn't that the way it is in Chicago? I said, no. We can sit anywhere in the show we want to. Now, here's where the difference is. And some of you all who are from the North, you probably already figured this out. When we were growing up and on the South Side of Chicago, we went to the shows in our neighborhoods. And so it was all black people in the show. So we could sit anywhere. They weren't segregated because it was just black people. However, the city itself was segregated so that we didn't go to the shows in the white neighborhoods because we didn't go to the white neighborhoods. You see the difference? So I wasn't aware of that kind of segregation where it was segregated, you know, in the same places. I wasn't even aware in Chicago that it was segregation. I just thought that, well, this is where I live. I live on, you know, in my neighborhoods. And I lived in various neighborhoods in on the South Side, but they were all black communities. So it didn't strike me then that that was segregation. But that was a big difference. Once my grandfather explained it to me, and he said, well, in Chicago, where do the black people sit? And I told him, everywhere. Well, see, that was just in the show we were in. We didn't sit everywhere in Chicago, though. So that's the basic difference between Northern segregation and Southern segregation. And if you don't experience both, you might not know that there's a difference. Like if you only dealt with the South and only learned Southern segregation, you would probably have a difficulty, at least at first, if you came up North with Northern segregation, because you come up North and you probably would head up to the balcony in the show just automatically and then be confused when you see downstairs is all black people too. The sad thing is that in Chicago, it's still the Northern segregation. The communities are still segregated. There is one big difference. There's hardly any shows left in the black community. Yeah, that's sad. So we don't even get to experience Northern segregation, in the show at least. I'll see you next time on HLR's Consciousness Raising Podcast. Thanks for listening.